God just made. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I would like these all the women to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want the men to say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Church, good morning.
Good morning.
I was not here last Sunday. I was at Nigeria. And I bring you greetings from the United States of Nigeria. And I want to say that I really love this church. When I look at New Hope is like heaven. Because in heaven, there is no tribe. You will not say you are from this country. You will all come together as those that were washed by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
So when I turn around and look at New Hope, the way we mix up, somebody there from Asia, somebody there from Africa, Americans and all that, we come together to serve the Almighty God.
Yes.
I feel good. Please, I want you to listen to me very carefully. Most of the time when you people talk, I will listen to you. Before I can understand you. This is what we call accent. And then it's like when some missionaries come to Africa to my church, like some from Manitoba, Zaf, George, and the rest of them, my members will listen very carefully before they can hear them. Sometimes I will ask somebody to interpret so that members can hear very well. It all depends on the way we were brought up and our assets.
Yes.
And I want you to know that we are one.
Yes.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you very much, Pastor, for giving me your pulpit to preach. The reception, the love you show to us, myself and my family, is awesome. I must tell you that I relax here because of the love I see with you, without which I would have gone away. But when I turn around and look at your humility, your simplicity, your life, the gospel that we preach.
Amen.
And I appreciate you for this. Any man that wants to be a leader must learn to humble himself. Without which you cannot be a true pastor. You can't be a shepherd. I've seen this in your life. That's why for me, I was somehow afraid to preach. I want you to preach because you are my pastor. And I respect you as my pastor. Even today, before I preach, when I came this morning, you call me into your office, you pray for me, you give me the unction. I like that so much. Because a true pastor must show that he loves his people. Thank you very much, Pastor. Can we clap for our pastor something? I really thank God for this. Ministry is not competition. Ministry is complementation. Ability to complement. I'm not here to compete, I'm here to complement. If I even look at what I try to do the same way that my pastor used to do. I follow my pastor. Because I want to be like my pastor. Are we together?
Yes.
I prepare my message like him. And I'm asking God to give me the grace to preach this morning. Hallelujah. Are we together?
Yes.
God is about to bless somebody. And that person is you. Stand to your feet and be a prophet. Be a pastor to somebody. Tell somebody. God will not pass you by. Tell at least five people, God will not pass you by. Tell five people, please, stand to your feet. Tell five people, God will not pass you by. Woo! Will not pass you by. Woo! Woo! Are you there? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh my God. You know, today when she was, it's under my feet. It's under my feet. You see, you need to see me do like under my feet. Oh my God. Because I know that whatever I am is God.
Yes.
And the devil is under my
feet.
When the hospital told me, the doctor told me something, made some, diagnosis, and I looked at the doctor. I said,
you should hold the mic to your mouth.
I don't know any name. I know the name. That is above every other name.
Yeah.
And that name is J-E-S-U-S.
Yeah.
Yes. which is Jesus. Every sickness, every problem is under my feet. Amen. And I came back, I raised a song in my family. Last night we were singing, dancing with my children. I don't know whether you can sing with me. My hands are filled. Somebody said, my hands are filled.
My hands are filled.
With the blessings of the Lord.
With the blessings of the Lord.
Anyone I touch,
anyone I touch
must surely be blessed.
Surely be blessed.
Anyone I touch,
anyone I touch
must surely be blessed.
Surely be
my hands are filled. My hands are filled. With the blessings of the Lord. With the blessings of the Lord. My hands are filled. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord. Anyone I touch, surely must be blessed, surely must be blessed. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord. Can you make it? You will sing that song and make sure you touch somebody, stand to your feet. Anybody you touch must surely be
blessed.
If you are a believer, are you a believer?
Yes.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Are you born again?
Yes.
If you are born again, say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
My hands are filled. Can we start?
With the blessings of the Lord.
My hands are filled.
With the blessings of the Lord.
Anyone I touch. Anyone I touch, surely must be blessed, surely must be blessed. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord, with the blessings of the Lord.
Father, I look up unto you this morning, not by power, not by might, not by oratory or words, but by your spirit. Incredible things will happen today. Anybody that came in here with any problem would go back with solution. Would go back with solution. Anybody that came here with confusion would have a direction. Anybody that came here with sickness would go back with healing. Anybody that came here with oppressed would go back with liberty. Anybody that came here, oh God, without knowing what to do, believing God for something, Lord, you will give that person a miracle. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way today. I pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And let somebody say amen.
Amen.
I'm reading from the book of 2 Kings chapter 7. And I want to ask Ross, my friend, to read it for me from verse 1 to verse 10. And our mother, the first lady of the church, will read from 10 to 20. And then we'll go from there. 1 Kings chapter 20 from verse 1 to 10, you will read, stop at 10, and then a mother will take it from there and read to verse 20. I just want you to follow that Bible portion. I may not really have time to really explain or get into the nitty gritty of that Bible portion, but I want you to follow the reading. God will speak volume to your spirit.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Elisha says, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. About this time tomorrow, a seah, a flower, will sell for a shekel, and two seahs, a barley, for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. The officer whose arm the king was leaning said to the man of God, look, even if the Lord should open the floodgates of heaven, could this happen? You will see it with your own eyes, answered Elisha, but you will not eat of any. Now there were four men with leprosy at the entrance of the city gate. They said to each other, why stay here when we die, until we die? If we say we'll go into the city, the famine is there and we will die. And if we stay here, we will die. So let's go over to the camp of the Arameans and surrender. If they spare us, we will live. If they kill us, then we will die. At dusk, they got up and went to the camp of the Arameans. When they reached the edge of the camp, not a man was there. For the Lord had caused the Arameans to hear the sound of chariots and horses and a great army. So that they said to one another, look, the king of Israel has hired the Hittite and the Egyptian kings to attack us. So they got up and fled in the dusk and abandoned their tents and their horses and donkeys. They left the camp as it was and ran for their lives. The men who had leprosy reached the edge of the camp and entered one of the tents. They ate and drank and carried away silver and gold and clothes and went off and hid them. They returned and entered in another tent and took some of the things from it and hid them also. Then they said to each other, "We're not doing it right. This is the day of good news, and we are keeping it to ourselves. If we wait until daylight, punishment will overtake us. Let's go at once and report this to the royal palace." So they went and called out to the city gatekeepers, and they told them, "We went into the Arminian camp, and not a man was there, not a sound of anybody, only tethered horses and donkeys, and the tents were left just as they were."
The gatekeeper shouted the news, and it was reported within the palace. The king got up in the night and said to his officers, "I will tell you what the Armenians have done to us. They know we are starving, so they have left the camp to hide in the countryside, thinking they will surely come out, and then we will take them alive and get into the city." One of his officers answered, "We have some men take 5 of the horses that are left in the city. Their plight will be like that of all the Israelites left here. Yes, they will only be like all the Israelites who are doomed. So let us send them to find out what happened." So they selected 2 chariots with their horses, and the king sent them after the Aramean army. He commanded the drivers, "Go and find out what has happened." They followed them as far as the Jordan, and they found the whole road strewn with the clothing and equipment of the Arameans, who had thrown away it in their headlong flight. So the messengers returned and reported to the king. Then the people went out and plundered the camp of the Arameans. So a sea of flour sold for a shekel, and 2 seas of barley sold for a shekel, as the Lord had said. Now the king had put the officer on whose arm he leaned in charge of the gate, and the people trampled him in the gateway, and he died, just as the man of God had foretold when the king came down to his house. It happened as the man of God had said to the king, "About this time tomorrow, a sea of flour will sell for a shekel, and 2 seas of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria." The officer had said to the man of God, "Look, even if the Lord should open the floodgates of heavens, could this happen?" The man of God had replied, "You will see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat any of it." And that is exactly what happened to him, for the people trampled him in the gateway, and he died.
Hallelujah. Carry your Bible. I said, "This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I
can do what it says I can do. Today,
I'm
about to receive the word, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name." Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I want you to listen to me, guys, that at the time, in Samaria, there was a problem, very serious problem. That was famine, no food, everything dried up. And even read from verse 6, you see what was going on. Up to a point that people could not control themselves. 2 women agreed and said to themselves, "What do? We're gonna die." The other woman said, "If I can cook my child today and we eat, tomorrow will you cook your child?" The other woman said, "Yes." Be careful. People can deceive you. Hallelujah. So that day, they decided to cook their child. The 2 of them sat down and they cooked their child. And the following day, the other woman took her own child and ran away. There was a problem in the land in Samaria. And at this time, they were looking for a prophet who should say something. Beloved, let me say this. When there is a prophet in the land, there is a solution.
Yes.
The church is the answer to the world.
Yes.
The church is the answer to the world.
Yes.
Ask me anyway. That's why we believe in what we are doing here. That's why we believe in prayer. But for the prayers of the church, you don't know what will happen now. Like back home in Nigeria, few weeks ago, some months ago, there was election, and people were trying to say there's going to be war. Christians gathered everywhere. We prayed and we prayed. We stormed heaven. Suddenly the election came, and the election has gone. No war, and Nigeria is peaceful now.
Amen.
Jesus is the answer to the war.
Amen.
So they were looking for Elisha. So where can we see Elisha? They were looking for him. And suddenly the king now sent people to go and address Elisha. Mm. And when they went, Elisha was with the elders, prophesying the word of God to them.
Mm.
He told them, by this time tomorrow, there is going to be abundance of food in this land. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now I'm talking about the wise decision. As we are coming down, stay with me. I'm going to explain some few things before we get down to the main message today. And you see that when Elisha said that by this time tomorrow, there is going to be abundance of what? Food. One young man did not believe Elijah. And that's why I started by saying the power of the prophet. If you can see that, Elijah was the one prophesying, and God honored him. A miracle took place. And what did he say? He prophesied and said, by this time tomorrow, there is going to be abundance of what? Food. When a true man of God speak, you have to believe. It must come to pass. Somebody shout
hallelujah.
It must surely come to pass. And that is why we need to believe the word of the prophets. Power of prophecy, first word. My wife, I tell you the story. One of the days in my church, back home Nigeria, a lady came to church. He never discussed anything with me. But while I was preaching, the Lord revealed something to me, and I discovered that somebody came to that church with HIV positive. That she went to the hospital, and they tested her, and it was HIV what? Positive. And I said in the congregation that there is a lady that went to the hospital a few days ago, and they have tested you, and you came out with result that you are HIV positive. But today, because you are in the church, God has reversed it. When you go back to church, it will be negative. While you were praying, the lady fell under the power of God. I never believed, I never knew, but I was talking what God asked me to say. Today, God will visit you.
Amen.
I said, God will visit you.
Amen.
She fell under the power of God. And after service, she came and greeted me, did not say anything. But after 2 weeks, I was in my office, she came. She was dancing. I said, Daddy, this is the paper, the test. You made a statement last Sunday that a lady in this church is with HIV positive. That after that service, the thing will reverse. I was that lady. And showed me the paper how he went to teaching hospital and discovered that it's HIV positive. And he went to another clinic in Neverland. They also confirmed that it's HIV positive. And she cried as she said she was about to commit suicide. She was about to kill, destroy her life. She did not know what to do. And she's a married woman. She could not tell the husband the result of the test. But that day in church, heaven had to visit her through the word of prophecy.
Amen.
You know what happened? When she removed the other result, she said, after service, she went back again to the same teaching hospital. They tested her. They discovered that it is HIV word negative.
Amen.
She went to another place. They confirmed that it is HIV word negative. She now came to the office and danced. And said to me, Pastor Daddy, because back home they call us Pastor Daddy. You see what is happening to me?
Yes.
When I went home the other time, immediately she saw me anyway, even if she see me in the market, she will kneel down in the market. I told her, don't do like this. And even in the market, she will kneel down. On the road, she will kneel down and say, you are my God. I said, no, I'm not your God. I'm just an instrument.
Yeah.
Beloved, God can do wonders.
Yes.
God can change your situation. There is no sickness that God cannot heal.
Amen.
And there is no problem that God cannot solve.
Yes.
There is no situation that God cannot change.
Amen.
I let you know that today, I don't know whether you are still hearing me.
Yes.
But I pray that you should hear me today because the power of God is here.
Amen.
I feel like preaching. Amen. And there is a lot in this place.
Amen.
God will change your story.
Amen.
If you say that in love, that God will bless you.
Hallelujah.
So say amen.
Amen.
I want you to see the power of, you know, a 2 days of a prophet is when he speaks. It will come to if you see somebody that speaks and it does not come to pass, it's not a prophet. He's deceiving himself. See, if somebody speaks about your life and it didn't come to pass, then you need to know that is a prophet. And then you need to believe him as a prophet.
Yes.
Number two, you will see danger of doubt. There was a young man there who showed up himself. And he was working with the government as presidency. It's like somebody working for the premier of, Albera, you know. And the person was so, you know, he would feel like he's on top. When Elisha said, tomorrow there is going to be abundant of food, he looked at Elisha and said to Elisha, how will it happen? Do you know that some people, when you preach the gospel, they look down on you?
Yeah.
Come on. Can I talk to you?
Amen.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Do you know that some people that when you preach, pastor, they won't believe what you are preaching? They tell you, oh, continue to preach, that is your own. Me, I have my own philosophy. Me, I have my own ideology.
Yes.
Me, I have my own theory.
Yes.
Me, I have my own view.
Yes.
Me, I believe in what I believe.
Yes.
I don't want you to confuse me, pastor. You are trying to fake the whole thing.
Yes.
I don't, that power is no more there. It was only in the time of, you know, Paul and Silas.
Yeah.
But I tell you, God is the same yesterday, amen, today, amen, and forever.
Amen.
I have witnessed it in my life.
Yes.
I have seen God in my life. I have seen the power of God in my life. What can I then say? A woman married for 14 years, no child, came to my office and locked me in the office. She just went up and locked me in and said to me, pastor, you don't leave this office until you bless me. And she hold my on my feet and cried. And said to me, you can't leave this office until you give me a job. I told her, I'm not the one that give people job. I don't know how to, I'm not God. He said, that one you are joking. You pray for others to not children, and I don't have a job, and then you are saying, my pastor, you will leave this office. What is happening to me? She hold my feet and then weigh me down and cry. Oh my God, how do I do this? How can I escape nowhere? After when I joined with her, I burst out into tears. And two of us were crying. And while I was crying, the Lord said unto me that there is a miracle.
Yeah.
And I said to her, woman, there is going to be a child. You will be having a child every year.
Yeah.
And I stopped there. I said, for you to embarrass me, be having a child every.
Oh,
so, pastor, you serious? I said yes. And she left me and opened the door to me and said, go. Not too long, she took it and had the first child. And the first child was Winifred. You know, no more. And then the second child came, not even up to 7 months. She took it again and they quarreled with the husband.
Yeah.
I said, why do you take it this time? It's so soon. Not too, another one coming. What am I trying to say? God can change every situation.
Yeah.
God can change every situation.
Yeah.
And this woman said, and this young man, you know, young man, who does not believe in the gospel, said, Elisha, how would you do? Would you command heaven to bring food?
Mm.
Oh, Elisha said unto him, you will see the food, but you will not eat.
Yes.
The worst thing that can happen to a man is for you to see your blessing.
Yes.
And you don't eat the blessing.
Yeah.
What happened to Moses will not happen to me.
Yeah.
He saw the Canaan. And he could not
reach there.
Am I still talking?
Yes.
Can you hear me, please?
Yes.
I'm afraid I don't know whether you are still hearing my accent.
Yes.
But can you hear me?
Yes.
If you hear me, go ahead and say, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
The worst thing that happened to a man is for you to see the blessings. And then you cannot eat.
Yes.
But you are seeing it. But you can't partake.
Yeah.
And the worst in life, and that shall not be your portion.
Amen.
That was why some years ago, when one of our presidents, Garanua, wanted to die, the wife said to him, you will not die. How can I see this kind of office as the wife of the president? Then you want to die. The wife will be blowing to her. She said, you cannot die. You cannot die. You won't. Because the wife saw blessing as the first lady of the country. And the husband is sick, about to die. And the wife said, you will not die. I want to enjoy. Even when the man died, the wife covered him in the mortuary. And will tell the nation that he doesn't die, he's still the president. He doesn't die. Even for many months, he keeps on collecting the, you know, location and everything. We deceive the whole nation that my husband is still alive. But the husband was in the mortuary. Because he saw the blessing.
Yes.
He wants to enjoy the world.
Uh-huh.
The first lady. And then, before you know, after a while, the whole thing blew off. They discovered that the man died.
Mm-hmm.
And they announced. From the answer of another president came up. What am I trying to say? It will not be your portion that you see the blessing and then you cannot hear it. What happened to Moses will not happen to you. You come to a point of miracle, about to enjoy your miracle. Hey! Something cut it off. It shall not be your portion. Elisha said to that man, you will see the blessing. The food will be there. Then you will not eat it. And then we are going down. And let's just make up your mind. God can use anybody.
Yes.
I said, God can use anybody.
Amen.
If you were rejected, those that reject you will look for you.
Yes.
If somebody have looked down on you, those that look down on you will look up unto you.
Yes.
Do you believe it?
Yes.
That's why it does not matter what the way you see me. If you look down on me because of whatever, could be my color or whatever, one day you will look upon me.
Right.
Because God is God.
Yes.
I don't hear, are you hearing me?
Yes.
Look at what happened. These four lepers, they were driven out of the city of Samaria. They said to them, you cannot live anymore in this city.
Yeah.
Nobody feel a form to become sick. Is there anybody that feel a form? I said, I want to be sick. Is there anyone that apply for sickness?
No.
No, talk to me. Is there anyone that apply for sickness?
No.
Anybody?
No.
You just apply and say, now I apply, I want to be
sick.
Sickness just come. It can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
And there is no man on earth without problem, even Obama.
Yeah.
It is only God that does not have problem.
Yeah.
But every man on earth has problem.
Yeah.
Even Obama.
Yes.
Ask me, go to Obama, he will tell you his own problem. You may not even know. So these big people you say they are free, they have their problems.
Yeah.
It is only God that does not have problems.
Yeah.
Someone say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
But suddenly, dearly beloved, you see a leper who did not apply to become a leper.
Yeah.
The people drove him out. And said to him, and said to four of them, you cannot live with us. You have to stay outside the gate. And the four of them went out and lived outside the gate. Famine was still going on in the land. I want to make it clear because of that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then famine was going on in the land. And these three, four people, one day they make up their mind. Tell somebody, make up your mind.
Amen.
No, 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 please, please, please. Stand to your feet, please. I'm the preacher today. Obey what the pastor is saying today. Tell somebody, make up your mind. Somebody, hallelujah. Make up your mind. Make up your. You will not die in that situation. You will not die in that situation. Make up your mind. You will not die in that situation. Something is about to happen. There is a story in my place. If you know the founder of Deeper Life Bible Church, it's a big church all over the world. You know, there's a woman in his congregation that lived up to 68 years. Nobody married her. And she never believed in her life someone will marry her. But just some years ago, the wife of the general of Assyria, Kubuji, died. And Kubuji went and married that woman 68 years.
Wow.
And now the woman is the first lady of the Deeper Life.
Yeah.
God can do anything.
Yeah.
Kubuji went and married that woman 68 years.
Yeah.
And the woman now is now a married woman and that number one person in Deeper Life Church. God will surprise you.
Amen.
Oh, I don't hear your amen. God will surprise you.
Yes.
Me, I believe in amen. Amen means let it be so. I said, God will surprise you.
Yes.
God can surprise you. Can do anything.
That's right.
God can do anything. So don't lose hope. Therefore, don't lose hope. The fallen past at the Samaria gate, they were sitting down. Nothing. They were confused.
Yeah.
They do know what they say to themselves. They make up their mind.
Yeah.
One of them said to the other one, if we stay here, we'll die.
Yes.
If we go back to the city, they will kill us.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, to go back is a shame.
Yeah.
What you vomited, you go back and eat. What you vomited is someone that is lunatic. Lunatic that go back to what he or she do what?
Vomited.
Yeah. It's a lunatic. It's not a real human being. Now, I want you to look at this. They said if they go back, to go back, they will kill us. If we remain here, stagnation is the word that happens to a man.
Yes.
I said what? Stagnation.
Yeah.
Stay one place. Stagnation is the worst thing. A man stay one place, no growth, no expansion, no increase, nothing to show.
Yeah.
Stagnation.
Amen.
You came to Canada saying 1950. Nothing to show.
Yeah.
No expansion.
Yes.
No increase.
Yeah.
No. God will change your story.
Yes.
Oh my God. I said, God will change your story.
Yes.
They say, if they're still here, we die.
Yeah.
If we go back to the city, what will happen? That was the total. They said, let us make up our mind. Jerry, your son comes up here. Let's make up our mind now.
Yes.
Then they now stood up and walked.
Yeah.
As they were walking, four people.
Yeah.
You know, God can do all this.
Yes.
When the people of Syria listened to the sound of their feet, the four people, it was like hosts.
Yep.
It was like millions, thousands of people.
Yes.
One with God is what?
No.
Majority.
Yep.
One with God is what?
Majority.
Majority.
Amen.
When they went under my feet,
yes.
And the people listened to the sound of their feet.
Yes.
The Syria,
yep.
They said, God, we are done. These people are coming to the whole city of Syria, all of them, including the king, they packed their load and they did what? They ran away.
Yes, amen.
Left their food, left donkey, left everything. Oh my God.
Yes.
That sickness will leave you.
Yes.
Amen.
That sickness will run away.
Amen.
That problem will disappear.
Amen.
I trust the Lord that that problem will go.
Amen.
They all ran away and left food and left everything.
Amen.
And now the four lepers went. Four lepers. The whole city obeyed them. God is on your side.
Amen.
And when they went and saw that the king was not there, nobody was there. Oh my God. That is why I'm going to say, move what?
Forward.
Go forward.
Yeah.
In the book of Exodus 14, verse 15, when the children of Israel saw the Red Sea, they cried. And they said, Moses, why do you bring us to this point? You would have allowed us to be in Egypt.
Yes.
We eat the cucumber and the melon and the onions.
Yeah.
And then we die.
Yeah.
You see, Mami, upon all the... They still say they want to eat cucumber. Only cucumber. Only cucumber. Only just cucumber and melon.
Yeah.
What kills people? Most of the time, what kills people is nothing. What kills people is what? Nothing.
Yeah.
They said, we need cucumber. Moses, they cried. They said, look at the missing cucumber. And God said to Moses, move what? Speak to these people that they don't want.
Yeah.
And Moses now, as a man of God, you know, spoke to them and said, have peace.
Yes.
Let me tell you, in this church, there shall be abundant blessing.
Amen.
In this church, everybody will have a testimony.
Amen.
Including myself, we shall all have a testimony.
Yes.
God will visit us.
Yes.
And we'll begin to see God.
Yes.
Like never before.
Yes.
Bible says that at this point, he said to them, move forward. Don't disturb yourself. And they saw the food, and they saw clothes, and they saw even gold. diamond, silver, gold. Oh my God, Hashemda. Basotoliyah. They sold everything. The Bible says, you start picking. They sat down and eat the food first. Because they were hungry for some days. They eat the food, they eat everything.
God will satisfy you.
Yes, yes.
Though your beginning is very small,
yes,
but your later end shall be great.
Yes. Amen.
Your beginning is very small. You came to this place, nobody to support you, nobody to assist you. I tell you, life, you will succeed in this life.
Amen.
You will succeed in this life.
Amen.
The Bible says that suddenly they sat down, four lepers, and told them, after a while, look at what is happening. Next, the Bible says, they have to forgive those that took them away.
Yeah.
Can you have this kind of heart?
Yeah.
They remember Samaria that the brothers and sisters they are there without food.
Yes.
They said, let us go and tell them. They now run to go and tell others.
Yes.
Would you have such a heart?
Yes.
But God gave you the heart to forgive.
Yes.
Even those that wanted to kill you.
Yes.
Look at Joseph.
Yes, right.
Look at Joseph.
Yes.
Joseph said, you people meant it for evil,
but
God meant it for good.
Yes.
Look at, on Wednesday, sir. Wednesday. Ha! Peter said, he swore and said, I don't know anybody like Jesus.
Yeah.
On Thursday again, the second time, he swore.
Yeah.
He said, who is Jesus?
Yeah.
I don't know anybody like that.
Yeah.
On Friday, he was preaching about Friday. He swore the Father. I said, I don't know anybody the third time.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. But after Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when Jesus came out from the grave,
yeah,
the first person that Jesus mentioned was who? Peter.
Yes.
He said, go and tell Peter and others,
yes,
that have risen from them.
Yeah.
I asked myself the question, sir, will I do that? Somebody that swore that he doesn't know me.
I know.
Somebody that denied me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Somebody that rejected me.
Yeah.
Church, am I still talking?
Yes.
Somebody that said, I don't know you.
Yeah.
And then I came out from the grave as the King of Kings.
Oh, yeah.
I mentioned his name again.
Yeah.
This is the problem of the church.
Yes.
We are looking for a way to retaliate. Retaliation is not from God.
Amen.
Retaliation is not from God. The battle is not for you.
Yes.
The battle is of the Lord. I read the Bible, sir, one of the commentaries. I discovered that one of the blind men that Jesus opened his eyes, one of the blind men that Jesus opened his eyes. On Friday, he was the first person that slapped Jesus and said, crucify him.
Oh boy.
In one of the commentaries I saw that, one of the blind men that Jesus opened his eyes. On Friday, when Jesus was about to be crucified, was the first person that slapped him. So, crucify him! Beloved,
yes.
Anybody you help can turn against you.
Yes.
And even with that on the cross, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what. Sir, do you know somebody you pay school fees in the church, somebody you employ in the church, can turn against a black man?
Yes.
Justify. Can even turn, somebody in church, a member, yes, can even turn against you one day and start up in the church that I'm black man, I'll give you many names.
Yes.
In order to support you.
Preach.
But our hearts, our heart as shaping,
yes,
is to forgive.
Yes.
For they do not know what they
are.
They can turn around at any time against you.
True.
Not minding what you are doing,
yeah,
not minding whether you are supporting that person.
No.
And can turn around against you very quickly,
yeah,
easily forgetful. But I want you to know that these people were so nice. After eating the food, they remember home.
Yes.
And the brothers and sisters, no food.
Yeah.
And they went to the house. And called the man, the security people. I said, what are you doing? I want to see the king.
Yeah.
He said, what happened? What happened? You are lepers. Go away! He said, we have a story. What is the story? They brought out the gold.
Oh, yeah.
They brought out the food.
Yeah.
When they saw the food, give it to me. Give me the food to eat.
Yeah.
Give me the food.
Yeah.
Give him the food to eat. I now say, I will now go and call the king. At midnight, go and read your Bible. They called the king and the king came out. And when he came out, he said, what is wrong with you, lepers? We drove you away.
Yes.
Why do you come? He said, sir, we have a story. God will give you a story.
Yes.
God will open a new chapter for you.
Yes.
You become a blessing to your community.
Yes.
He said, we have a story. He said, what story? If we come to the camp now of Syria, people have run away, abundance of food, everything is there. Can you ask my people to come and enjoy themselves? He said, you people, you are wicked. You want us to come so that the Syrian people who are hiding somewhere will come and arrest us.
Yes.
He said, sir, it's not like that. Let them come. He said, okay, few of you go and see. The few of them followed and they saw food, saw everything, saw the blessings, and they started to pack them one by one. Went back to the king, and the king released more people. They now went and packed the food and packed everything. And now, you know, they went back to the king. Now, the following day, like Elisha said, there was abundant of food in the city of Samaria.
Yes.
And when food was surplus, the king now appointed that man that argued, that doubted the prophecy, and said, you will be in charge of the gate so that anybody that comes in will block the person. But suddenly when they appointed him to be in charge of the gate, the crowd was too much.
Yeah.
They pushed him down.
Yeah.
They stampeded him.
Yeah.
And he died on the spot.
Yeah.
He saw the food.
Good.
He could not enjoy the food.
Yeah.
He saw the blessing.
Yeah.
He could not enjoy the blessing.
Yeah.
Some will see heaven when they could not enter heaven. Because of one sin. Besetting sin. Some will see Canaan. They could not enter Canaan. Because of one. But today, I submit my case and you make a wise decision. Decision that will help you. Decision that will help you to stand well. Decision that will help you to follow Jesus.
Amen.
Decision that will help you. One lady said to me the other time in the office, I said, Pastor, if I will not marry this year, next year I will backside. Say, if I don't marry this year, Pastor, I tell you very openly, next year I will backslide, I will not come to church again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, next year, because of the word of his mouth, she backslided. I'm going to heaven. Another lady came to me the right time some years ago and said to me, Pastor, I face a lot of persecution in this life, a lot of problems. I will commit suicide one day and die.
Mm-hmm.
I said to her, if you commit suicide, you go to hell. You will not go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do this. Because of the word of his power.
Yeah.
Power of decision.
Yeah.
You know what to decide. I want you to check your mind and check what you decide.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of all, the word of our mouths
will
hold us down.
Right.
And suddenly, the lady went and committed suicide because of husband. And then I want us to know today, because we're about to pray, if the four lepers were able to overcome, you will overcome.
Yes.
And you know what we're facing now. I don't know what trouble your life. As our faces are very different, our problems are very different.
Yes.
You don't know what I'm facing as a man. I don't know what you're facing. What is your prayer point? I want you to know that God is going to surprise you.
Amen.
Ross, I was praying for you, Ross.
Amen.
And from the book of Proverbs, chapter 23, verse 18, God said your expectation will never be cut off.
Amen.
If there's anybody here that expected something this month, and you did not have it. You expected something in the month of, you know, the year 2015. You did not have it. The Lord said, I should tell you, before the month of May is out, your expectation will never be cut off.
Amen.
You will get your miracle.
Amen.
You will get your blessings.
Amen.
You believe God for something. Please, can we stand to our feet? You believe God for something. You trust God that God can do it for you.
Yes.
And you are looking up unto God and say, Father, do it for me now. I speak to you wherever you are. Wherever you are, I speak to you as a man of God. That before the month of May is out, God will surprise you. God will surprise you. Anybody that is in this world that have an expectation, you believe God, you say to God, I want you to do this for me. God wants to change your story. Those people come out here, I want to pray for you. Those people that have an expectation, you have a desire, you have a desire in your heart. You say to God, I want you to do this for me. I want, before this year is out, It's going to be a surprise. It's going to be a surprise of miracle. As we're standing to this exalted altar, this altar is exalted altar. Anytime I come to the church, I feel the power of God and the presence of God in the church. You believe God for a miracle. You believe God for a great change. You believe God anything. God did it in the church. Oh my God, I cannot tell you a lot. I cannot tell you, but I believe that God is going to change your spirit after now. You're going to have a you are one of those that will come out here and testify. You will come out here one of these Sundays before this year is out and testify. You will not forget today's service. You will not forget. You will not forget. You will not forget. You will not forget. Somebody here last night, you were crying and said to God, why don't you visit me? Why is my situation like this? The Lord said I should speak to you, that it will comfort you. It will wipe away tears in your eyes. It will wipe away tears in your eyes. Someone has started to have a serious pain in his leg. You cannot stand for a long time again. If you stand for 5 minutes, it's like you want to collapse. The whole body is too heavy. But I speak to you today, after today's service, that problem will be over. That problem will be over. There's going to be a visitation like never before. I want you to trust God. I'm about to pray for you. I'm about to pray for you. And I want you to Amashanda. Be kala. Somebody mocked at you and said, let me see the day you marry. He mocked at you and laughed at you. One of these days, you will go back with your wedding card and give to that person and tell the person, the Lord has done it for me. Whatever you are, please put your two hands on your head. Father, as your people agree with me and put their two hands on their head. The Bible says, our head shall be higher than the word of our enemies. David said, thou anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. As you stand in this altar today, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, everything you desire, everything you expect, everything you believe God for, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Now, power of God. Receive it. Now, power of God. That spirit of God. Receive it. Receive your blessing. Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Every pain, every problem in the tummy, moving objects, that thing that is moving around, that's going around your body, all moving objects is arrested. Moving object, I arrest you. I arrest you. Move, no move. Stop your operation. Eye problem. Eye problem. I stop that eye problem. Heart problem. Heart problem. I stop that problem. Every problem, kidney problem, I arrest. You will not die, you live. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I declare freedom. I declare healing. I declare blessings. I declare protection. I declare favor. I declare open doors. Receive it! In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You will share your blessings with others. You will share your testimony with others. You will share your testimony with others. You will tell others that the Lord is good. You will tell others that God is faithful. This is my the prayer. And God do it for you. In Jesus' name. I pray for you hope that you shall be waiting in the church every month. Every month, every month, wedding galore, wedding galore, wedding galore, wedding galore. This is our prayer. We release. We release the favor. Our people can never be poor. Our people are blessed. Righteousness, power to overcome sin, power to overcome the devil. Love in your marriage. Love in your marriage. Love in your harmony in your marriage. Tranquility in your marriage. Understanding in your marriage. Yes. The devil cannot scatter your marriage. The devil cannot scatter your marriage. I bring peace to your marriage. You look for a woman, God will direct you to somebody who is looking for a woman to marry. You will not make mistake. God will direct you to a good woman. You are confused for vision, but God will give you a good woman. A woman that will give you peace. A woman that will help you to follow God in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for hearing this prayer. I pray and I release your word, and it has come to pass. As your life can never be the same. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive a phone call after this service. After this service, someone will receive a phone call
that God has done it for you. The phone call you will receive after this service will tell you, will show that God has answered your prayers. This week, before it's next Sunday, receive a positive phone call. Receive a positive phone call in the mighty name of Jesus. Be blessed. May your family be blessed. May your children be blessed. May your wife be blessed. May your husband be blessed. May your business be blessed. May your office be blessed. Be blessed in your going out. Be blessed in your coming in. Be blessed in whatever you do. Succeed in whatever you do. Save God with all your heart. You should not go back to the world. You should not go back to the devil. You should not go back to sin. You will live according to the will of God. Thank you, Father. I pray Jesus' name. Say it 3 times. One for the Father. Say amen.
Amen.
Say it the second. As you say it now, let that have been traveled to your room. Travel to your house now. The second time. Say louder, amen.
Amen.
The third time now, say amen to the Holy Ghost. And as you believe God and say this amen, I tell you all your miracles shall be confirmed. Say amen.
Amen.
And God bless you. Tell somebody, make a wise decision. Tell somebody, make a wise decision. Decide well. Thank you very much. God bless you. God say, make a wise decision right in front of your heart. Decide well. God be with you. God be with you. Decide well.